Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 to 14. Do not forget. Do not forget. It's not merely remember, it's do not forget. It's a very solemn thought. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 to 14. Remember that Moses is repeating, reissuing the covenant to Israel just before they enter the promised land. And he's spelling out the wonder of this covenant, the glories of God among his people, speaking to his people, privileging Israel above all other peoples. No other people, he said, have such a covenant. No other people have such commandments, rules, regulations, statutes, judgments. Nothing, nothing like it. And God is near us, and he hears us in our prayers and so on. Now, here's the responsibility. We saw it yesterday, privilege. And responsibility. Well, here it is again. Only be careful. Look how the word open. Look how the word only opens it. It's a very solemn, grave preface here. Only be careful and watch yourselves. Don't watch other people only. Don't watch the priests and the Levites. Don't watch, you know, the leaders. Don't just watch like that. Don't be a spectator. Watch yourselves. This is not watching in spectating sense. It's probing yourself. Searching yourself. Be careful, watch yourself closely, so that you don't forget the things that you've seen and or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Be careful, remind yourself of these things. Speak to yourselves about these things. Talk to yourself. Yourselves. Don't go listening to anybody and looking at everybody else, and pagans and everything like that. No, look at yourself and look to God to help you. He's calling them to be a prayerful, watchful, careful, thoughtful people. What is the danger? It's forgetfulness. How often we get this. Peter says, I'll write these things to remind you. You know, people worry about repetitive preachers. Look at the Bible. It's full of repetitive preachers. I tell you again, as I say it before, I say it yet again. Once more I say to you, here it comes again, over and over and over again. Why? Because I forget. Because I need to discipline myself not to forget. In the north of England, the dialect saying for this was think on. You know, and a mother would send her child to a party or something, and the last thing she would say is think on, think on. Remember, remember what? Don't forget what? Remember to say thank you. Remember to say please. Remember to be appreciative. Remember, think on. And this is what Moses is saying here, you have seen these things, you saw them at Sinai, you remember? He's taking them back to Exodus chapter 19. You saw those wonders, you must persist in these things. Verse 9, verse 10, then it goes on again. You saw awesome signs there at Sinai. The gravity, the seriousness of it, and teach them to one another, teach them to your children, and so on. The Ten Commandments, the covenant. He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments summarize the covenant. The law, the covenant, they're one, you see. And it's all the commandments. It's not just the ten. It's all the ten. It's the ten plus all the commandments, but the ten summarize them and gather them together in one small body on two tables of stone. You came near, you saw the tremendous signs and wonders. Hebrews 12 speaks about it. It's God speaking to us in Revelation. God directed us, verse 14. The Lord led us, verse 14. Follow him, obey him, keep him. And this is the old covenant. And they have to teach their children. Well, I can apply all these principles to the new covenant. This is our solemn duty, brothers and sisters, in Christ. We have the word of God. We have the covenant. We have the law of Christ. We have the full scriptures. We have the Ecclesia. It's all mapped out for us in the Scriptures. It's there. Our duty is to remember and act upon it, not with familiarity and glibness and folly and stupidity, but in solemn gravity, and pass it on to the next generation. Teach it to our children. Ephesians chapter 6, for example, train up your children, discipline them, bring them up in the fear and nurture and admonition of God. And these principles come over and over again in the New Covenant. We know that Israel failed miserably. Moses is repeating the covenant. The prophets repeatedly insist upon this covenant. Over and over and over again. But Israel and Judah both went into captivity, into exile, because they would not remember. They did forget. They turned to paganism, and they adulterated the covenant. And these things, 1 Corinthians 10, are written for our learning. I fear we are doing the same, despite the clear warnings. Is this true of us? Well, I know my answer to that. Are we doing it? I fear I know I can answer that. Is it true of me? Oh, God, search me and know me. Show me and lead me in the way everlasting. Get rid of any departure from your covenant. Is it me, Lord? Is it me? Unbeliever, are you going to act upon the promise of God? Are you going to act upon the warning of God? You know what the warning is. Judgment for all of us. Everlasting perishing. You don't want that. You know the promise. Whosoever shall call upon the name of Christ shall be saved. Well, you may know these things. Will you do it? Or do you let it just drift? You see, this is the warning here. The Lord directed me at that time to teach you the decrees and laws which you are to follow in the land as you go on in the next generation and the generations to come. May God make us men and women who know His word and obey His word and see Christ glorified by His Spirit in all our lives for the sake of Christ. Amen.